Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily, and I'm being joined right now with a very special guest who is fighting at UFC Freedom 250, Steve Garcia, UFC featherweight. Dude, this is exciting. I don't know what's bigger, the fact that the White House card itself, or you're facing one of the biggest fights of your career in Diego Lopez. You tell me, what is bigger?
They're both big. You really can't say which one's bigger. Honestly, they're both big opportunities. Honestly, being on the white, it's like killing two birds with one stone as far as the dream goes. I mean, you have the biggest card in history against the number two guy in the world. They could potentially set you up for a title shot. So, yeah, man, truly blessed here. You know what I mean? I'm grateful to God and, you know, thank you for the UFC to give me the opportunity. And I'm excited for both of them. They're both big opportunities.
So take me through it, because honestly, you're right. Like, I mean, we're talking about you're killing two birds with one stone here. But take me through how this worked out for you, because first of all, I mean, the amount of fighters that wanted to be on this card was huge. And it was, again, very select few. How did Steve Garcia get picked to be on this card that's so small?
I mean, you guys could probably make fun of me, but I truly believe in almost like divine intervention. I feel like God kind of like, I just prayed. I was like, God, open the doors that need to be open, shut the ones that need to be closed. And that's kind of how I've ran my whole career. And I think the trail of bodies that I've left on the way up has also been part of it. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I have no hype. I have no push. I have no nothing. I just have an opportunity, and I've taken every single thing that I have, and just with that mentality, and I do it for my family. I do it for a better life for them. And then it's awesome because like a fight at the White House is almost like I get to like represent my country, almost like an Olympic style type of manner. So now I get to represent my country, man. Like a lot of awesome things happen. But yeah, man, I really didn't even put my name in a pot. That's why I say, like, I feel like God's just got me, you know what I mean? And I think that I have to just believe that. And I just got to go out there and just keep doing what I'm doing.
And now the pressure of walking into the White House, you know, and I don't think it's a first for you fighting in front of high level, personalities, celebrities, but this is the president. So is it a different feel of like, oh my God, like I got different eyes on me for the first time, or is it the same?
I think on that fight in Miami, he was there. Obviously, I'm probably not as close quarters as I will be. You know, I'm actually going to be fighting, I guess, his backyard. You know what I mean? Which is kind of crazy. But yeah, man, at the end of the day, I got to make it as small as possible. I mean, everybody makes this real big thing. At first, it was real big, but you can't change the main thing. And the main thing is to go out there and fight, right? And I've been in so many of those. And I just got to make sure that, like, that still doesn't change. You know what I mean? Like, if you go out there and you get so overwhelmed by what's around you and not focus on what's ahead of you, Diego Lopez is not a person you want to lose focus on. You know what I mean? So I just got to make sure that I go in there and still keep the fighting aspect the way I've kind of approached it.
And now, you know, take me through it if you can. Like we've seen other, you know, fighters and get the calls and the negotiation process of like that. Like, you know, in other sports, hey, we got the phone call. You're going to be in the Hall of Fame type of thing. Like, how did this come about? Like, did someone, who was the first person to call you? Was it Dana himself? Take me through the process of when you first heard you may be on the card and when you were officially confirmed.
Confirmed, I found out like everybody else did. I didn't have like a day-by-day update. When I got the phone call, it was from my manager. It was like on a Monday or Tuesday. And he's like, hey, man, he says, you busy? I was like, no. I was like, I'm about to get a workout in here in like 30 minutes. It was like one of those type of things. And he says, good. He says, I have Hunter and Campbell on the phone right now. And he wants to talk to you. And I was like, okay. I've never talked to him. I've only talked to Dana. And we went through this whole like interview process, and he wanted to know what I was about, my history, make sure I had, you know, clear record, all that stuff like that. And that's kind of how it happened. And then it was like crickets from like after that. I had no idea if I was on the card. And then I found out like everybody else did on Saturday, man. So I didn't think I was gonna get it, to be honest, but I'm just truly blessed that like I was the phone call that they made. And Diego Lopez was my dance partner.
Yeah, and that is the bigger thing for you specifically. Obviously, we're excited because it's the White House. It's the first time for that. But in your career, Diego Lopez is setting you up for huge opportunity right here. He's a scary opponent. We know his history, but we also know your history too. Yeah. So how excited are we for you to step in the cage versus Diego Lopez?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm just excited to go out and see what the potential is. I mean, it's funny because I get asked all the time, are you excited for your fight? And I'm like, I don't know. That's kind of a weird way to kind of put it, right? To get excited to fight the bat. I mean, he's the second baddest dude on the planet. If Volk isn't there, he's the champ, right? And I love the opportunity to go and test myself as a competitive nature that we all face, especially as athletes. But man, I'm prepared. I'm ready for it.
Now, take me through, because your career, you've gone up and down in weight classes and stuff like that. The featherweight seems to be the best spot for you, or you tell me, because you've had great fights in other areas too, but right now the featherweight seems to be where you're sticking the most in the UFC.
In the UFC, I'm undefeated as a featherweight. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right now I'm on a, 7-fight win streak, 6 of them knockouts. I have 8 knockouts total. If you want to include contender series, 9 wins. I mean, yeah, man. Like I've been successful. A lot of my knockouts have actually come in against some of the best guys in the world. That come on over from all over the planet, and that you know they lock me in there with. And I've been able to prove time and time again that I belong here, and that at some point I become undeniable and I get to the top. So that's what I'm doing. One fight at a time, one punch at a time, one knockout at a time. And one interview at a time, you know what I mean? And this is what happens. This is part of it.
Now, you know, Diego Lopez is a huge fight for you, but it's not. Is he the best fighter you have ever faced before? Because you have a, like you said, you had a laundry list of fighters you've gone up against, some really tough opponents. Is Diego Lopez, is it just the hype because of where this could take you with a win? Or is it really he's the toughest opponent you've ever faced?
He should be the next toughest opponent I've ever faced. I feel like, you know, like when they say the more you do something, the easier it gets. Not in our sport. It's actually the opposite, because the better you do, the harder the opponent. Does it always play out that way? No. But I gotta prepare. Like Diego Lopez is the monster, and I gotta go and say the monster, right? I gotta say the dragon, gotta do that type of thing, you know. And I expect nothing but the best Lopez to come in. I mean, he's coming off of a loss. He needs to kind of regroup, and I think that, you know, he thinks he can do it with me, and I'm here to prove it otherwise.
Steve, I hate to mention this, but is there a drum set behind you?
There is, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. So I didn't know you played drums. I'm an idiot for that. What type of music do you play?
Honestly, just whatever, you know what I mean? You just kind of just, I mean, I used to play for my church, you know what I mean? Back in the day, I used to play for my church. Learn how to do it there, but yeah, you throw in some country, you throw in some different things. My whole family is very musical. We if you the singer, you play. I can't sing, so I picked up the drums, and I'm trying to teach my son, and I'm teaching. My wife loves to play it. It's kind of funny, and it's kind of therapeutic for my daughter because she's special needs, and she just likes to hit things and stuff. So. Wow. I think it'd be good to kind of have him in here. It's not acoustic, but it's you know, it's electric, and I don't have to worry about it breaking. So it's fun. Do you play?
Dude, I grew up in like, I was a musician for like 15 years. I was in bands. I don't play drums. I sing, play guitar. I was like in rock bands. So I opened up for like Alien Ant Farm. I don't know if you know them and stuff like that. So like just stupid stuff, but I love it. Like music is my life. It's music and like sports, and MMA is like my favorite sport. So it's like awesome that you have that type of connection, because it is therapeutic, you know. Whenever you train, it's got to be therapeutic, but also music is very therapeutic. And I feel like in this world, in society today, it's just something nice to like have something that you can go and just relax and kind of like, when you're playing drums, I'm assuming that you're like into the music, you're kind of feeling it, you're flowing, and it's a whole different level of you being in a cage.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about like music, I mean, besides the fact that my whole family does it, like, you know, music has rhythms and beats, and, you know, you got cadences and stuff like that. And it translates to MMA very well. You know what I mean? And, you know, I've always kind of just tied the two together, and it was kind of cool because I could kind of play with something like a little, like, you know, thing on the drums. And then I would try to do it like fighting, like hitting the bag, like just hitting a nice little like cadence, like pop, 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 pop. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, and if you can do those type of things when you're actually like hitting the bag, it's off rhythm. And honestly, everybody's so used to the bang, 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 bang in fighting that you got to kind of switch it up a little bit. So music's kind of helped me with that.
Wait, is there one song in particular that like when you're punching a bag or whatever it is that's in your head right now that you're really like fixated on? Or is it just you're just listening to like a mix of things?
No, but like there was this one, there's this one clip of Manny Pacquiao, and it's you can hear the cadence in it. He's in the bag. I don't know if you've watched it or not, but it's like pop, 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 pop. Like it's literally just like this, like it's music to me, but to him, it's you know, he's in the bag.
Dude, I'm sure you've been in MRI machines before, right?
I have.
Yeah. So whenever like they go in there and they're like, hey, do you want headphones to distract you from that beat? I go, no, I kind of create music with the beat and stuff like that. So I totally get it, man. Yeah. But Steve Garcia, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you got a long day of interviews and stuff like that, but I just want to thank you so much. I'm looking forward to your fight. Anything you want to say? I mean, this fight's so hyped up anyway. There's not much that you have to say, but like, give a message to the fans out there that don't know about you. Yeah. Tell them why they should watch on Sunday, June 14th.
I just want to say thank you, guys. God bless you guys. I promise you I'm going to go show up. I got, you know, USA on my back. I don't take that lightly. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to represent this country, to represent you guys. And I hope to do that, you know, and I plan to do that. Thank you for having me on. And yeah, man, I'm excited. I mean, me and Diego Lopez are going to start this card off with a bang, man. If you don't think that that's going to happen, I don't know if you're a fight fan. So let's go ahead and just wait for the fireworks, boys and girls. And let's get it.
Steve, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. That's awesome.